I'm with Mark McHugh here, picking up his first All-Star, and I suppose, Mark, put things in perspective. You've two Ulster titles under your belt, you've got an All-Ireland under your belt, and I suppose a real bonus to be selected among the top 15 players in the Championship this year.
Yeah, Charlie, you know, it's nothing more than a great honour. You know, there's so many players that played football, you know, between club and inter-county football this year, and to be elected one of the top 15 players, you know, it's a real honour, and it's, you know, something I'm very, very proud of. And, you know, it really tops off a great year for personally, in my view, and, you know, for Donegal getting 8 All-Stars, you know, it tops off a great year for Donegal football. Yeah.
Given the role that you play, Mark, is it fair to suggest maybe it made things slightly difficult for you in terms of getting an All-Star, because it's a specialised role, and sometimes specialised footballers miss out in awards like this?
Yeah, I know exactly, but like I always tell you and tell any journalist that I'm talking to, or I have a job to do for the team, and you know I go out and do the job like best I can for the team, and you know thankfully maybe I did it a bit better this year than maybe I did last year. And thankfully, maybe I was recognised by the boys who picked these All-Stars, and you know, I'm lucky enough to get on the 15. You know, you look at the players that, you know, they've missed out. Even, you know, you see Kevin McLaughlin there. You know, he had a great year for Mayo, and with Kieran Sheehan down there, and you know, Michael Darren McCauley, like they're all on the half forward line as well. You know, and like any one of them could fit right in there. But you know, as I said, I'm not going to be sorry for it, because I'm delighted on my own behalf to get an All-Star.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Kevin McLaughlin. A lot of people have said that, and interestingly, a panel your own dad was involved and picked a team, and there were only one out in terms of the All-Stars, with you in defence and him in the forward line. And I know there's a lot of people would have actually agreed with that situation.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they could have done that, but I don't know if it put me into defence, because, you know, do I ever mark anybody, Charlie, really? But, you know, but listen, as I said, there's always going to be question marks over every year. You always see question marks over All-Stars and stuff like that, and it's, you know, it's going to be talking point probably for the next week or whenever, and after that, you know, probably forgotten about till next year.
Yeah. 8 All-Stars for Donegal, what a year.
Yeah, brilliant. You know, we're just down there in the lobby with the boys, and even the boys are, you know, that haven't got, you know, nominated, or the boys are going, they're all up, you know, as well, and everybody's enjoying each other's company down there, and it's great. It's just a great place to be. You know, Jim's down there, and it was the first time, you know, nearly that we're kind of back in the same room together, and we're enjoying each other's company once again since the week after the Ireland. And you know, to get 8, you know, you got 7 and 92, and they thought it was good, but you get 8 now, you know, we've won up on them.
Yeah. And finally, I can't help but mention the fact that your dad and your uncle James are here, both All-Stars from 92. It's a great occasion for the McHugh family.
Yeah, it's brilliant. You know, as I said, Dad's two All-Stars are hanging on the mantelpiece there at home, and you know, growing up, you're looking at them, and he's always chatting about them and how great he was playing them years. You know, I've wanted to put beside him now, and you never know what the future holds. But as you're on about James as well, James has won too, so it's a proud day for, you know, when the news broke. Dad was the first to ring me, you know, and James was, you know, nearly the second man to text me. You know, it's just, you know, that's the way we are in the McHugh family. We're tight knit. And it's a great day for it's a great day for Kilcare, because Patrick's down there as well. He's up, hopefully up for a young player of the year, and you never know how things will go for him, and please God he gets it. But it's a proud day for our family, you know, the whole family's up, and something we'll look forward to tonight, and it's going to be probably late before we get to bed.